T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Ryan Burrow joining us from the site of the NBA All-Star Game, which, Ryan, you know, some rules that a lot of people were saying going in were pretty confusing. You know, last night I saw rave reviews for the All-Star Game.
Yeah, you know what it did? It kind of ratcheted up the intensity a little bit. We see in a lot of these All-Star games, whether it be the Pro Bowl, even Major League Baseball, you know, the energy level is a little different. These guys are looking for some rest. You know, it's cool to see a couple little showcases, but for the most part, it's not very interesting. This was interesting because these two teams, Team Giannis and Team LeBron, were playing for big bucks for charity, two Chicago charities, $100,000 per quarter for the first three quarters. So we saw Team LeBron win the first quarter. And by the way, there are hundreds of kids wearing Team Giannis and Team LeBron shirts representing their organization. So that kind of amps things up a little bit. They're down by the court side. So, the players are kind of playing them up a little bit. They're playing up the competition. So first quarter went to Team LeBron. Second quarter went to Team Giannis. Third quarter they tied at 41 apiece. So the money rolled over. $100,000 rolled over into the fourth quarter. They turned off the clock. And then the team that was leading was Team Giannis. They added 24 points, and that was the target mark. So both teams had to get to 157. Whoever got to 157 first was the winner. And so that it made for a very interesting and intense game. We saw two replay calls. We saw LeBron James yelling at the referees. I mean, it really ratcheted up. And it ended up finishing with Anthony Davis hitting a free throw to win for Team LeBron.
Oh, I mean, that would keep people right there till the end. We know, too, that the All-Star MVP trophy was being permanently named after Kobe Bryant. Who did that go to?
Yeah, it went to Kawhi Leonard. Not exactly the most compelling of athletes. He's a great athlete, don't get me wrong, but you're not going to get a lot of information out of him when interviewing. But he did say it was very special. He can't wait to have it in his trophy room because Kobe Bryant was very inspirational to him. They worked together and they dealt with each other quite a bit. But the entire All-Star weekend was just dripping in Kobe tributes and remembering his daughter and the nine people in total who died on that helicopter. So it was a very interesting spectacle to see all of that kind of interwoven in with the game as well.
Yeah, and with how, I guess, exciting it ended up being at the end, should we expect kind of this strange format to be the norm here on out?
I think so. You know, it was interesting, too, because I think, LeBron and Chris Paul and James Harden and some of these other guys, Giannis, they all wanted to win that first Kobe trophy. You know, that was something that they all wanted to do. So that added a new level of intensity as well. We'll see if Indianapolis next year does the same thing, but this seemed to be a pretty winning formula. You may start seeing this kind of thing play out in other leagues as well.
Hey, Ryan, thanks. Ryan Burrow joining us this morning on the NBA All-Star Game.
Yeah, it would be cool to see that another, you know, the All-Star Game. We were talking hockey. It just kind of goes by.
Right.
People aren't really skating all that hard. And maybe change it up a little bit. This was a pretty cool idea.
Might give them that idea,
and
right.
People taking charges and fouls. It would look like an actual game out there. So that was pretty cool to see last night.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.